Lord, we thank you for each one here this morning, whether in presence or through technology. We thank you for hearts that are hungry after you. We thank you for lives that are being changed by you. But more than all, we thank you for you. Your wondrous and amazing creation of life in Jesus Christ, through Jesus. Lord, let us always honor you and livingly proclaim you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. As we go to your word, and as it declares who you are, we pray that, Holy Spirit, you would make it life in us, and you would be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand as we declare the Shema and read the Word of God together in honor and recognition of being before the Lord God Almighty and His holy and awesome presence. The Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, Ve'akol sheleveka uvekol neshevka uvekol madeka ve'ahavta racha kamoka. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for your life and your truth. And we pray that you would accomplish everything that you intend for us in our time together as your people. Amen. Please be seated. 1 Kings 12:24. Thus says the Lord, you must not go up and fight against your relatives, the sons of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing has come from me. So they listened to the word of the Lord and returned and went their way according to the word of the Lord. We are in the midst of seeing that it is far better to listen and to obey the word of the Lord than it is to try to take matters into our own hands. We had concluded last time with King Amaziah and how he listened to God as he was told not to use those hired soldiers from Israel. And thus he had a successful battle against the Edomites. The issue with Amaziah was that he then forgot that it was Jehovah who had given him the victory. Rather, he brought back all those gods and idols of Edom and set them up as his own and began to worship him. We consider this. How foolish it is for him to take those gods of the Edomites who didn't protect the Edomites, and he set them up as his own, and he was drawn to them, and he worshiped them. And then he decided that he would attack Israel to the north, that he was going to restore that kingdom that God had put asunder. In that, he was soundly defeated, as we read, and even the gold and the silver in the house of the Lord was removed. Judah suffered a great loss because of that lack of consideration of Yahweh by this king. Later on in the history of Judah, Israel once more waged war and defeated the people of Jerusalem and Judah. Many captives were taken by the army of Israel and were being marched north to be slaves to their brothers. A warning was given against this vile action that was voiced by a prophet of Jehovah, and it is recounted in 2 Chronicles 28, 8 through 15. 2 Chronicles 28, 8 through 15. And the sons of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons, and daughters, and took also a great deal of spoil from them, and they brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded, and he went out to meet the army which came to Samaria, and said to them, "Behold, because the Lord, the God of your fathers, was angry with Judah, he has delivered them into your hand, and you have slain them in a rage which has even reached heaven. And now you are proposing to subjugate for yourselves the people of Judah and Jerusalem for male and female slaves. Surely, do you not have transgressions of your own against the Lord your God? Now therefore, listen to me and return the captives whom you captured from your brothers, for the burning anger of the Lord is against you." Then some of the heads of the sons of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Jehonan, Barakiah the son of Shelomoth, Jehazekiah the son of Shalom, and Amazah the son of Hadlai, arose against those who were coming from the battle and said to them, "You must not bring the captives in here, for you are proposing to bring upon us guilt against the Lord, adding to our sins and our guilt. For our guilt is great, so that his burning anger is against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the officers and all the assembly. Then the men who were designated by name arose, took the captives, and they clothed all their naked ones from the spoil, and they gave them clothes and sandals, fed them and drank, anointed them with oil, led all their feeble ones on donkeys, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, to their brothers. Then they returned to Samaria. Consider that even though these people had turned away from completely serving the Lord God of their fathers, there was still something at work in their innermost being that responded to this warning of the Word of God that was given to them. The fear of the consequences of angering the God of Judah, who had brought forth such a severe punishment upon Judah, the representation of his people, who had sinned so grievously, must also have caused those northern tribesmen to reconsider their actions. They then clothed their captured brothers and sisters with the spoils of war and set them free with honor and with dignity. This was because they listened when the prophet of God spoke that which was inherently true in their minds and their hearts. There was still something within them that responded to the word that God spoke. We have the warning of a later prophet voiced for us in Hosea 8, 1 through 4. This is a warning that we need to heed in terms of where we put our trust and our honor and our allegiance. The Lord will do exactly and supremely that which he voices. His word will take place. He always declares the truth, And the word spoken by him will forever accomplish the full measure for which it is sent forth. Hosea 8, 1 through 4. Put the trumpet to your lips. Like an eagle, the enemy comes against the house of the Lord because they have transgressed my covenant and rebelled against my law. They cry out to me, My God, we of Israel know thee. Israel has rejected the good. The enemy will pursue him. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have appointed princes, but I did not know it. With their silver and gold they have made idols for themselves, that they might be cut off. We need to take to heart how we look and think of the Lord. We say we know Him, and we pray we do. But how many of us, and putting myself at the forefront, how many of us have set up idols of our own? And most often that idol is ourselves, set upon the thrones of our hearts, rather than the Lord. And we cry out, Lord, we know Thee. But do we? Are we His people? Fully and absolutely dedicated to Him with every fiber and aspect of our being? Is all that we have unto Him? Or do we have those secret idols that we have located that we still worship? We need to take to heart, are we the people of God? Not in name, but in full reality and truth and determination and consecration, wholly unto Him and Him alone. What God determines to take place will happen, and no one and nothing can stand in His way. This was especially acceded to by the priests who were dealing with the apostles of Jesus of Nazareth after Jesus ascended back into heaven. There was so very much animosity and anger and abuse that was being heaped upon those in Jerusalem who were proclaiming the good news of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. The priestly council was beside itself as to how to deal with this growing movement that followed the one whom they had handed over to the Roman authorities to be crucified. What they had thought would die away with the public death of this man was rather growing and being more and more resoundingly proclaimed with the resurrection of Jesus from that tomb in which He had been laid. In Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 42, we have now of what was being recognized by the priestly council as they were trying to deal with this issue. The truth that if it was of God, it could not be stopped, was eventually declared by that great teacher and rabbi of the law, Gamaliel, as he put forth the fact of that which will stand the test of eternity in Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Acts 5, 17 through 42. But the high priest rose up along with all his associates, that is the sect of the Sadducees, And they were filled with jealousy, and they laid hands on the apostles and put them in a public jail. But an angel of the Lord during the night opened the gates of the prison, and taking them out, he said, "Go your way, stand and speak to the people of the temple the whole message of this life." And upon hearing this, they entered into the temple about daybreak and began to teach. Now when the high priest and his associates had come, they called the council together, even all the senate of the sons of Israel, and sent orders to the prison house for them to be brought. But the officers who came did not find them in the prison, and they returned and reported back, saying, "We found the prison house locked quite securely and the guards standing at the doors, but when we had opened up, we found no one inside." Now when the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them as to what would come of this. But someone came and reported to them, "Behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the captain went along with the officers and proceeded to bring them without violence, for they were afraid of the people lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they stood them before the council, and the high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name. And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles answered and said, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you had put to death by hanging him on a cross. He is the one whom God exalted to his right hand as a prince and a savior to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." But when they heard this, they were cut to the quick and were intending to slay them. But a certain Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up in the council and gave orders to put the men outside for a short time. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care what you propose to do with these men. For some time ago, Thutis rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a group of about 400 men joined up with him, and he was slain, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away some people after him. He too perished, and all those who followed him were scattered. And so in the present case, I say to you, stay away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or action should be of men, it will be overthrown. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them, or else you may even be found fighting against God." And they took his advice, and after calling the apostles in, they flogged them and ordered them to speak no more in the name of Jesus, and then released them. So they went on their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame in name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they kept right on teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. A while later on, as recorded in Acts 11, 16 and 17, the apostles themselves needed to be reminded of this truth as they were dealing with the idea that God had opened the way of salvation unto the Gentiles as well. These men who wanted to spread the truth of Jesus to all the Jews were at the same time trying to limit it to the Jews alone. They did not think that the Gentiles were worthy of hearing of this wonderful news that was thought to be for the children of Israel and them only. It took the mighty action of God to make it clear that freely offered salvation in Jesus, the Messiah of the Jews, was also the salvation for any and all who would but call upon that name of Jesus. That was something that could not be hoarded away by the Jews, because God had made the every provision for His life to cover any and all who would but receive. Acts 11:16-17. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how He used to say, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If God therefore gave to them the same gift as He gave to us also after believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way? How often do we come to those points in our walk with the Lord that we have to come to that? Who am I that I could stand in the way of the Lord? When it comes to His dealings in our family, and the way He deals with our families, when it comes to those manners in which we have to just step aside and trust that He has all things well in hand, rather than trying to get in and to fix the situation that God has put into such a way. We would say that He is set asunder as He did those the nation of Israel. But God's plan and His purpose will be accomplished, and we must follow Him and stay out of His way and His working power. Therefore, it is incumbent upon all of us that we are so very careful to always listen to the Lord in the manner in which we live our lives on this earth. We must never try to take anything into our own hands, thinking that because we are a Christian, God will always make everything we decide to be successful. When we try to make something of ourselves without the direction of God bidding us to obey, we are on very shaky ground. We need to be of the mindset that everything is always Lord willing. If He says no, we will respond immediately and fully, not trying to push our way upon it. Always and forever, we only want to do that which He directs with instant obedience to His every whisper, no matter the course that is set before us. So be it. Thus says the Lord, you must not go up and fight against your relatives, the sons of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing has come from me. So they listened to the word of the Lord and returned, and went their way according to the word of the Lord. Amen.